Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Up top, one-timer Carlson, redirection, score!
Sidney Crosby making history once again. One of only nine players to amass 1,700 points in his NHL career. 3 points last night, a goal and two assists. Sid now has 7 goals, 7 assists, 14 points in 10 games. Evgeny Malkin, 3 goals, 13 assists, 16 points in 10 games. Gino on pace for 131 points this year. Joining us now to get into the Penguins and a whole lot of Steelers stuff is our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff is brought to us by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. October, 3.95% 7-month CD special at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. It is the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report. Good morning, Jeff. How we doing, buddy?
Good morning. Nice jersey.
Oh,
or a sweater.
It felt right today, Jeff. I got the feels. I feel like the Penguins have been a nice palate cleanser, mixing them in around the laughable Steelers defense. They're 7-2-1. The old guys are playing well. Up until last night, the young guys are playing well. And then you got the hated Philadelphia Flyers tonight. I guess we'll start here, Jeff. How sustainable is this, in your opinion?
Well, this is exactly how we thought the sports calendar would play out, that at this point, Pitt would be getting votes in the AP Top 25.
Man.
Penguins would be one of the better teams in the East, and the Steelers' defense can't stop anybody. It's exactly what we thought going into this part of the season. I don't know if it's sustainable, but I like – obviously, we like what we're seeing. I mean – to watch these two guys, the two highlights that you played, to watch Gino and Crosby still have this type of game, even if it's just a 10-game sample size, is pretty exciting. And I just love the fact that the Pens are playing a system.
Yes.
And it's being proven that you could play a system and not only win but be entertaining. Like, because it always seemed like when you said system to a lot of guys in that room, it was like, oh, I don't want to be New Jersey of 1990 and play this boring hockey, and I'm not going to do it. Or, okay, I'll do it for a couple of games, but once we have success, then we're going to go some fire wagon hockey. Dan Muse has convinced them, and the guys in the room have bought in. I mean, even Carlson is blocking shots, and he's playing a different type of hockey than he's played before. And I mean, credit to Dan. It's his first time as a head coach. You're walking into a room with Hall of Famers, and he's been able to get them to buy in.
They lead the NHL with 38 goals scored, and goals against, they're closer to top 10. They're right in the middle of the pack, but they're closer to top 10 than they are to the bottom half of the league. And I think the offense, or the defense, excuse me, has led to the offense for them, Jeff. And I think their top six is pretty good. I thought Koivunen looked like he was shot out of a cannon last night. And that second line with all the big dogs, it looks pretty damn good to me. Can you clear this up for me? Russia's not partaking in the Olympics, right?
Correct.
And they're not doing the funky thing where it's like the Russian team, but they're not called the Russian team, correct?
Yeah, with no flag or they're the independents or whatever. No, I mean, you know, it's a sad thing politically because it's best when everybody's there.
Of course.
Not to get political. And I feel for the players that are just caught in the middle. But yeah, that's going to be something special. And listen, Hollander comes in and he jumps right in. I mean, Brunick and Kindle they've been impact guys. I mean, not huge number guys, but they look like they belong in the NHL. And I think early on, I think early on the goaltending was so good, maybe that gave the team some confidence. Because the goaltending hasn't been at the same level, but it was so good early, that kind of like, okay. And then as it hasn't been as lights out, they're scoring. So they're staying in games. I mean, and you know, you start saying, well, they haven't played anybody. And then, oh, they beat Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're checking off some boxes. I don't know how long it is sustainable, but I do like this hockey. And I like the fact that they're establishing a system that seems to work for them. And we're starting to see a couple of young guys that aren't superstars, but at least look like they can play in this league.
And you can make the argument that their best goaltender, certainly their most talented goaltender, is in AHL right now, and at some point should buoy the cause up at the NHL level. The reason I asked about Russia is, you know, Gino got off to a pretty good start last year, but he has got the old legs, and I'm not blaming him for that. I mean, that's life. That's how it goes. I turned 35 yesterday, and when I got my hair cut, the hairdresser said, you got more whites than you do brown hair anymore. So that happens as you age. Malkin's going to get 3 weeks off to reset the legs. I mean, that's like a third of the typical NHL offseason. I think that could help in the second half of the year, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, let's see where they are. I mean, I don't have any dreams of some kind of miracle run. I mean, I guess at this point I'm enjoying what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Because I think it got to a point. I think Mike Sullivan's a good coach, obviously won a couple of Stanley Cups, where it just wasn't there. The buy-in obviously wasn't there. And then they had some guys, I mean, they were running graves out there every night. They stopped that. It's not a good financial decision, but it was a good decision for them. And I think Dan said this a couple of weeks ago, that he thought he would get buy-in from veterans because they want to go to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we know exactly who he's talking about specifically.
Carlson.
That they want to prove that they're good enough, you know, that they could be on that team. And he might be right. I mean, we're seeing him play. And sadly, I mean, losing Raquel is just, that really stinks on multiple levels, from that potential trading or being alongside and being a part of this. But, man, again, I love the little things. I love that they have some guys that are coming up from the AHL that can play, because it seemed like for the last few years, you brought up guys from the AHL. It's like, oh, well, obviously this guy is in the wrong league.
Yeah. It's not Brian Gibbons or Jason Megna, guys of that quality, to name a few from back in the day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I do think, you know, necessity can become the mother of invention. And I do think that Koivunen belongs up here. And so at least with Raquel being on the shelf, you'll get to see more of him. Let's change gears and get to the Steelers, Jeff. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, according to reports, is your latest Pittsburgh Steeler, a friend of Aaron Rodgers. I saw the piece you put up on 93.7thefan.com. Your thoughts on the move?
A couple of weeks ago, I would have thought like the loan problem. Like it's the thing you have to get. Offense doesn't seem as big a problem right now, but I mean, listen, a few years ago, the guy averaged 20 yards a catch. And he's had some success, and you don't need him to be a number one. You may not need him to be a number two. So I think it is a room that needed some depth. You feel if DK goes down, you've got nobody that could fill those type of shoes.
Right.
But if something were to happen, you feel better about your depth. I know Roman had his first touchdown and had, 74 yards catching or receiving. So that was a good game, and maybe Roman's coming along, but it doesn't hurt to bring another guy into the room. I don't think you're stopping anyone's availability. And with, you know, Miller's injury, I think that kind of slides him right into that spot.
Two-part question. Will they add more to the wide receiver room? Will they be willing to part with a draft pick? And the second part is, are they thinking about adding to this defense in your mind?
I think they're looking at everything. I do. And I don't think they would add another receiver. I don't see that at this point, just because of all the tight ends they have. So I think they feel like they have receiving options. But you never know. I mean, listen, a lot of the things 5 years ago we said the Steelers don't do, or this isn't the Steelers, have changed. So for us to just blanketly say we're still figuring out how Omar works in these scenarios, and some of the moves he made in the offseason surprised people that have covered the team for a long time. So I don't want to say never. As far as the secondary, it's funny because I've seen people tweet this, and we just had a brief discussion about it yesterday over there. You know, do you go get Minka and bring him back? I don't think that's going to happen, but do you potentially add to the secondary? Yeah, maybe. Until then, you've got a lot of guys that need to step up that have played good ball in their career. And I mean, right now for Chuck Clark, here's your opportunity to show everybody wrong. When you're sitting around as training camps opened and you didn't have a job, here's your chance to show that you were the guy with the Ravens. And we'll see how he steps up. I mean, they've got some guys with some pedigree, you know, between him and 40 that can play in that position. And I don't want Thornhill in the box, but maybe he can do some things in the back end.
I might put him in a box and ship him elsewhere, but that's just me. Jeff, last thing for you, our sports director, Jeff Hawthorne, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We're going to find out today the extent of, say, Amalu's injury at Mike Tomlin's press conference. There were reports last night that Deshaun Elliott's going to be out for the season and that Equale is going to be out for the season. Which of those losses is the biggest, do you think?
Oh, I mean, Elliott's the big loss because you watch them. Their defense looks different when he's out there. Not always, because obviously they've had struggles when he's out there, but it's a different level of communication. He seems to be like that missing piece back there. Again, not that they haven't had issues with him back there, but he's the one. We saw Samalo in the locker room yesterday. Now, it's a pec injury, so walking around the locker room doesn't necessarily tell you that he's going to play, but he is still around there, and he was around the guys. You never know with those injuries because it's so hard to gauge because, again, you see a guy walking around, but you know with those injuries. I mean, you think about the pec and trying to push off 300-pound guys coming at you. They've always liked Spencer Anderson, and mm-hmm. not just as a guy that they put out as an extra blocker. They've always thought that he has ability, and he's going to get an opportunity. It was one of the funniest lines after the game, very subtle, was Aaron Rodgers saying, "Yeah, it took away one of my pass options." But I do think they believe in him, and we'll see what he's able to do. It's going to be a run for him.
Jeff, say hello to your cat for us, all right?
Yeah, I don't – the dog chases the cat around, so she's coming upstairs to avoid the dog who every time when she gets up, she's like, "Oh, let's go. And the cat's a cat.
Cats are cats. I saw a TV commercial last night that said 60% of all cats are overweight. I think that number is staggeringly low. Cats don't do anything. They just lay around and lick themselves. Doesn't sound like
we
the worst life.
We have a cat obesity problem in the United States. I think we need to start a GoFundMe.
Jeff, appreciate your time as always, buddy. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
That's Jeff Hathorn. Jeff brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. That was the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.